Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 20th November 2020. Top stories for today. A total of 422,609 borrowers, or 28.17% of the total 1.5 million National Higher Education Fund Corporation, PTPTN borrowers, continued with their loan repayments in October. PTPTN, in a statement today, said it collected 103 million ringgit and 3 cents in loan repayment, an increase of 173.65% compared to the collection in April, which amounted to 37 million ringgit and 65 cents. The crime index ratio per 100,000 population in Malaysia has improved to 256.6 in 2019 as compared to 273.5 in 2018. Chief Statistician Dato' Sri Dr. Muhammad Uzair Mahidin said 7 states recorded crime index ratio below the national level in 2019, namely Sarawak 214.6, Perlis 207.5, Perak 195.8, Pahang 195.7, Kelantan 188.2, Terengganu 150.3, and Sabah 143.5. The report presents 6 selected crime statistics, namely crime, index, drugs, corruption, environment, maritime crime, and correctional. The prosecution's appeals against the High Court's dismissal of its 4 feature applications against UMNO, Wanita MCA, and others have been set for hearing on March 18 next year. Lawyer Tanya Sivetti for UMNO, when contacted, confirmed the hearing date. Meanwhile, Habib Joel Sdn Bhd Counsel Koh Guan Huat said the appeals, which were earlier fixed for hearing on November 30th this year, have been rescheduled. Pharmaniaga Berhad expects to produce its own halal vaccine in 4 to 5 years. Deputy Managing Director Muhammad Iqbal Abdul Rahman said there is a potential to market the vaccine worldwide. He said the halal vaccine project is making good headway, with approval received for the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine initiated with the Serum Institute of India Private, a leading Indian pharmaceutical and biotechnology company. US President-elect Joe Biden yesterday accused Donald Trump of brazenly damaging democracy as the incumbent pressed on with a campaign to reverse his election loss through fraud claims and personal outreach to election authorities. Asked about Trump's calls with officials in Michigan, which Biden won on November 3rd election by 155,000 votes, Biden said it was another incident where he will go down in history as being one of the most irresponsible presidents in American history. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.